You are now listening to Virgo Chronicles with Shauna J. What's up, you guys? Thank you for tuning in to Virgo Chronicles. I feel like I sound so dead. Like, ugh. That's genuinely just how I talk, guys. Like, it's really rare that I'm sounding like those YouTubers that are like, hey, what's up? Once again, I don't talk like that. Like, that's just not what it's ever going to be. I'm here. I got a glass of Pinot Grigio. I'm just chilling right now. I have to hurry up and do this podcast because I'm not gonna lie, I'm doing a seafood boil tonight and I'm so excited about it. Like, if you know me, you know that I love seafood. I could live off of seafood alone. I should do a mukbang, right? Isn't it crazy how people are doing mukbangs on YouTube and getting like 1 million views? I'm like, are you serious? Like, I've been doing mukbangs technically since I was little, but I respect it. I want to talk to you guys today about one of my dating app experiences. So I did touch on dating apps, but I didn't really, I kind of just generalized a couple of experiences that I had. But I want to specifically speak about the most intense experience that I had from dating apps, particularly OkCupid. I think that was the first one that I decided to download. And I know that a lot of people feel like dating apps is too unconventional, just meet someone. Well, I have always been a person that was into the internet from way back when I was a kid and I wasn't able to go outside. I've just always been into doing things on the internet. So I'm not against dating apps. Like, it's nothing to me. I'll meet someone in person, I'll use a dating app. It really doesn't matter to me. But oh my God, this experience was so draining. Like, I'm already starting to feel drained just thinking about it. Oh my God. So there was a night and I was probably 3 o'clock in the morning, and I got really bored and I decided to search for dating apps on the App Store. And OkCupid popped up and I was like, whatever, I'm gonna try it. And so I created a profile. And so typically when I download little things like this, I keep it for maybe a day or two and then I get annoyed and I delete it. So I downloaded it. I liked it. It was cool. I talked to a few people. I met a few people. I don't really remember the order. I haven't met a lot of guys from it, but I don't remember if he, I don't think he was the first guy that I met. No, he definitely wasn't. Maybe like the second. So I don't know. But we started talking and I just remember it being really, really, really easy to speak to him. Like, let's call him Daryl. Yeah, I want to give him a name. Let's call him Daryl. So Daryl was really easy to talk to. And that is not always the case because I like to talk. I'm really good at speaking. I'm really good at holding any kind of conversation that you can think of. Like, I love to talk, and he matched that energy, so that was a big thing for me. And so we would talk on the phone and FaceTime all day, every day. Like, that was just our thing. And so when it was time for us to have our first date, I was like, it's like I was nervous, but at the same time, I was nervous about it being the first date, but I also felt super at ease because I trusted him. In a weird way. So we went on our first date and we were in Manhattan. He lived in Jersey. We went on our first date in Manhattan. We went to Dave & Buster's. I was probably really shy for all of 5 minutes and then I was okay. That's usually how it is for me. Like, I'm shy at first, but then I shake it off and I'm good. We had so much fun. Like, I love Dave & Buster's so much. Like, I will always be excited to go to Dave & Buster's. So we had a really good time there. We stayed until close. We were drinking a lot. I remember getting a lot of drinks. And then after Dave & Buster's, it's like, we didn't want the night to end. So we went to a bar nearby. I don't know if you guys, if you're from New York, you probably know about 123 Burger Shot. I don't know, but back then that was like a really popular place and I wanted to go there, and they stay open really late, maybe until about 4 o'clock in the morning. That is when the night really took a turn. Like, we got so wasted. We were taking so many shots. It was just crazy. Like, that's, I started to become, I was just in and out of consciousness. Like, I was really, really drunk. And to be honest with you, oh my God, I don't even want to say. You know what? I don't care. I'm going to say it. I said I was going to be honest and unfiltered. So we ended up coming back to my apartment. This is when I lived with my two best friends. We ended up coming back to my apartment, and I was so drunk that I remember us coming into my bedroom, and then it's almost like I closed my eyes, and when I woke up, it was morning time. So automatically I got an attitude with myself, because I hate when I do that. I hate when I black out and then it's the next day. I don't do it anymore, but back then I was still doing that. So I woke up and then this was probably the first red flag, but I thought it was cute at the time. When I turned around, he was already up. He was staring at me. And, you know, I'm just thinking like, oh, we had such a good night. He probably had an even better night than me, because I don't remember what happened. But yeah, so I thought it was cute. He actually stared at me with that. So he ended up staying the entire weekend, and he ended up calling out of work that Monday staying. Yeah, so that should tell y'all something. No, anyway, so he was just like so happy to be there. He was just so happy to be with me. I was happy too. We had a really good weekend. You know, I'm like a hopeless romantic. I try to pretend like I'm not, but I am. I'm the kind of person that it really doesn't take me long to mentally claim you as my husband. So in my mind, I was just like, this is it. Like, this is it. So we continued on with this. Like, we were doing really great for a while. We were always talking. If we weren't texting during work hours, calling on lunch, FaceTiming when we weren't at work. And he came to Brooklyn a lot. Like, I'm telling you, I feel like it was every week. He would come to Brooklyn every weekend. But then after a while, he started to come to Brooklyn like every single night he would come to Brooklyn. He lived in Jersey and he worked in Jersey. But he would come to Brooklyn every night. And once again, at the time, I thought that it was so cute that he just wanted to spend all of this time with me. But moving forward, I don't know. I just felt like, I don't know. I kind of feel like that was a red flag. Yeah, so I introduced him to my friends that I lived with. They liked him. They felt like he had a good vibe. And then I remember him asking me, he was like, can I have your best friend's phone number? And I'm like, yeah, you can have your best friend's phone number. So you know what? We're hype. Like, oh my God, he's going to be texting you to ask you about what I like and what to do for me. I was geeked up. I was gassed. I was gassed up. But yeah, we were playing house. Like, we were really playing house. I hope you guys are drinking something, or I don't know if you smoke, I hope you're smoking, because this is where it starts to get crazy. So my birthday is coming up, right? My birthday's in August. You guys know that. So my birthday is coming up. So we're figuring out what we want to do. And oh my God. And we're figuring out what we want to do. Well, I'm figuring out what I want to do. Let me tell you guys how serious I was about this birthday. I'm serious about my birthdays, but this was so special to me for so many reasons. One reason is because I've been let down on my birthday so many times. Like, you guys have no idea. For the most part, when my birthday goes accordingly, it's because I planned it myself. I did everything by myself. But when I depend on others to make my birthday something special or anything like that, it doesn't really happen. So I was so excited about this birthday. I'm like, yes, you're in a healthy relationship. Mind you, it wasn't really even a relationship, because I live by a code that if unless you verbally say out of your mouth, do you want to be in a relationship with me or do you want to be my girlfriend, Shauna, then we are not in a relationship. That was also a big issue with us. But anyway, I was just so happy about it. I'm like, yes, I get to be with my man. Like, it's lit now. So I ordered a dress, I ordered shoes, all this stuff, excited. Then I guess like the things that I ordered, something happened with the dress. So then I had to order another dress because that one wasn't coming in time. So I had to order another dress. I was like, you know what? It is what it is. Ball out. It's your birthday. Cool. So we had decided that we were going to go to Peter Luger. Peter Luger is a steakhouse. We decided we were going to Peter Luger. And so the day of my birthday, was it the day of my birthday we were going out? No. It wasn't the day of my birthday that we were going out. But maybe like the day after or the day, I don't know, so that weekend. So I'm talking to him all throughout the day. I'm telling him like, yeah, I'm getting ready. So now it's nighttime. I'm getting ready. So I'm like, yeah, I'm doing my makeup. What are you doing? He's like, yeah, I'm about to head home, take a shower. Like, I'm at my cousin's house. I'm about to head home and take a shower. I'm like, okay, great. So, you know, like, as a girl, I already take a really long time to get ready, but it's my birthday, so I definitely take a long time. So I'm checking in with him because I want to keep tabs on what he's doing, and I want him to know what I'm doing. So around, like, maybe when I'm almost finishing up with my makeup, he's not answering the phone. So me, naturally, I'm like, okay, he's probably in the shower. So I'm going to give him time to call me back. Now, keep in mind, me getting in contact with him is never an issue. It's never an issue. I can always get in contact with him. He's constantly on my line. So my makeup is done. I'm like pre-gaming a little bit and I'm sitting there. He hasn't called me back. So I'm like, that's strange. So I'm calling him. I'm texting him because at first it was just like a normal, you know, just call him one time, see where he is. And then it turned into, okay, now I'm going to blow your phone up because I'm not understanding what's going on. So I'm calling his phone. I'm texting his phone. I'm FaceTiming him. I'm blowing him up. It's getting late. A lot of time is passing by. It's like I'm mad, but I'm also worried because this has never happened. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, I don't know what's going on with him. So I get a FaceTime from his phone. So I'm like, okay, there he goes. It's a guy. So I'm pissed off. I'm like, who is this? And he's like, oh, this is Daryl's cousin. He left, what did he say? He said he left his phone with me by accident. I'm about to go drive to his house and give it back to him. So I'm like, okay, cool. Hang up. I'm like, great. That makes perfect sense. So I'm like, okay, good. I'm not panicking anymore. Time is passing by. It's 30 minutes. It's 45 minutes. I'm pissed because how I felt was, okay, well, if you know that it's my birthday, because his cousin said that, he was like, I know it's your birthday, this and the third. Okay, cool. So if you know that it's my birthday and we're going somewhere, then why are you taking so long to take him back his phone? So I call the phone again. I didn't get an answer. I text the phone. I didn't get an answer. Okay. So time passed by. Even more time passes by. The cousin FaceTimes me. It's him and it's a girl. And he's like, oh, I'm out with my shorty right now. I'm out with my shorty. But, so I'm at this point, I'm spazzing on him. And he like, yo, chill, mod, like, just chill out. There's no chill. Like, what do you mean chill? It's my birthday. I'm sitting here looking stupid. So then he continued with this runaround until he finally decided, fuck it, I'm not answering her phone calls anymore. That's not my problem. So I'm pissed. And then, like, but I started to think, because I have common sense. So I'm like, okay, I'm like, okay, if he doesn't have his phone, he definitely has access to something where he can reach out to me. Something, anything. He can reach out to me. So why isn't he reaching out to me? So now I'm like devastated. Like, I don't, I don't know if I was, I don't think I was crying at this point though. I was just like livid. So at this point, I realized this is not happening. I'm not going out for my birthday. It is what it is. I'm going to say probably around 2 o'clock in the morning. Mind you, all of this was happening around like, it was early because I think Peter Luger closes around like 11 or something like that. So this was earlier. So now it's maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. Of course, you guys know I wasn't sleeping because after a situation like that, what girl is going to sleep? I still don't know where he is. I haven't heard from him. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Finally, my phone is ringing and it's him. You know when you're so mad, like you can't even speak? Like I was so mad that my skin was hot. I was pissed. So I answered the phone, but I said nothing because I didn't have anything to say. So oh my God, this is going to get you. He calls me. He's frantic. Babe, I'm fucking pissed. I can't believe this shit. It's on site. Just talking crazy. Like, I'm like, what is your problem? He like, these niggas robbed me. It's on site. He's just going crazy. Talking about how his cousin robbed him. They just had got into it. They just had a fight. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. Like, so now at this point, I don't know if this is me being so stupid because I liked him so much or if he was just really putting on a show. Because I can vividly remember the conversation and the lie was so fluent. Like, he had that. That's why he probably called me at 2 o'clock in the morning, because he had to get his lie so good that I would remember it. That would not remember it, sorry. That I would believe it. So he basically had this long, intricate story about how he was hanging out with his cousins. They were turning up and he let his cousins know, like, what did he say? Something around like, he let them know that he was taking me to Peter Luger, and then he went off into a conversation about how he didn't want to use his card there. So he took out cash to take me, and his cousin lined him up. Now, guys getting lined for things like this is not unfamiliar to me. So I did think that it made sense. But I also, there was just a part of me that wasn't buying it. So I'm listening to him. But I still have a vet. Like, my attitude was just out of this world, I'm sure. So we get into it now. So now he's pissed. Like, he's absolutely livid. He's like, I don't have nothing. He was like, the only reason why I got my phone back is because I had to fight my own cousin. I didn't even want to have to do that. He's like, I don't have my wallet, my ID, nothing. I got to get all my cards and stuff replaced. He's just going off. So one thing about him that I started to learn was that he goes on these tangents and he gets a bit verbally abusive. Like, he would, what our arguments would be, it wouldn't even be arguments, like, because I don't like to argue. So basically we would have disagreements. And then once it got to a certain point, I would stop talking to him because I just don't feel like we need to be speaking if you're going to take such a nasty tone with me and if you're going to say such nasty things. So he started to do that. And I was pissed. I was like, first of all, it's my birthday. Second of all, you should understand me being disappointed. And third of all, you sound crazy. So I kid you not, because he's the type where if I'm like, you know what, I don't want to talk anymore, and I hang up the phone, he's going to call me 100 times. Big red flag. Huge red flag. But yes, he would call me 100 times if he needed to. So this is what we're doing at this point. So I said he called me around 2, right? We're having these arguments or disagreements, whatever, up until maybe 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to do it anymore. I know you're alive now, so I can go to sleep. I just want to go to sleep. I'll talk to you when I wake up. I don't want to talk right now. So he's not having that. So he decides, I'm coming to Brooklyn right now. And I said, no, you are not. I do not wish to see you. I do not wish to be around you right now. Just let it rock. So we are arguing on the phone about whether he is coming to Brooklyn or not. 6 o'clock in the morning, he is at my front door. So he's at my front door. I open the door. We go upstairs. He wants to continue arguing. He is arguing. And you know when you're trying to get a point across to someone, but there's nothing that you can say that will really make them think like, well, you know what? I understand where you're coming from. Yeah, I get that. He wasn't doing that. He would never do that. So I started to cry because I was so frustrated and because I was so disappointed. And I just remember saying, like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. This is not what I thought it was going to be. And that pissed him off, too. It's like nothing was softening him up and making him say, you know what? Let me just stop. So I think I, like, turned around and just, like, I don't know if I just turned around and went to sleep, but I think I did because he literally argued me down to the point of exhaustion. So I wake up. Now he's good. Why? Because he's probably sober now. So I wake up. Now he's good. He's holding me. He's not saying sorry, though. He's good. He's holding me. Every once in a while, he throws in a, damn, I can't believe I had to fight my cousin. Damn. All this stuff. So I see that was a really good lie, though, because, you know, he had to throw in the fact that his entire wallet was taken. So that way it would be like, well, can't take you out today either. I don't have a wallet. So somehow, I don't remember when we eventually got past it, but we had to. Why? Because he was in my space. So we were good or whatever, that passed. I even feel like I hid that from some people because I didn't want them to change their perspective of him, which I have a habit of doing. Like when I'm dating somebody and I know for a fact that we're going to continue to be together and they're going to continue to be around the people that I love, I will hide the bad things about our relationship because I don't want my friends and family to not like them. You know what I mean? So that was that situation. And it was, you know, I was, from there on, it was kind of like, do you guys know that episode of SpongeBob? Remember that episode of SpongeBob when Squidward wanted so badly to leave Bikini Bottom? And so he went to, I forgot what the place is called, but he moved to another town and everything there was always the same every single day. And it started to drive him crazy. So that's what it started to become. Like Daryl and I would just do the same thing every single day. A lot of the things that we used to do and a lot of the things that we planned to do just was not, it just wasn't happening. And I started to get really, really just tired of, I don't even want to say I was tired of being around him because I still did feel a sense of security with the fact that he came to Brooklyn every day. But it was like he was taking off more days at work. There would be a lot of days where I'd be at work and he was at home in my bed like the whole day. And that to me was like, why are you not going to work? Like, go to work. And then it was just a lost spark. Like the spark was lost. I mean, we would still have our good times. Don't get me wrong. But for the most part, the bad definitely outweighed the good. I definitely felt like I was taking care of a grown ass man. That caused like lack of intimacy. Like I was never in the mood. I never wanted to do anything. And I just feel like we both just, then that, I feel like that caused him to not really want to, I don't know. It was just all bad. It was all really bad. And, I don't know. I don't know why I stayed knowing that it wasn't making me happy, but I think that I just was settling because I was like, well, at least he's not out here cheating on me, which is something that I'm more used to. I'm like, at least he's not out here doing me wrong. So whatever. And he would also manipulate me a lot because like I said, we would have a lot of disagreements because I'd voice my opinion. I've always been that type. Like I might stay in a situation that I don't deserve to be in, but I will always voice my opinion. And it's like it could never be a healthy debate with him. It would always have to become a nasty argument. And I hated that because that stresses me out. And it would stress me to the point where my eyes would just get red and I would get a migraine and then I would cry all the time. And it's like he was so used to it. It's like he knew it would happen, but he didn't care. And it was really bad. So I'm thinking, we were messing with each other for a while. So now it's, the holidays are coming up, right? Thanksgiving is coming up. And I'm nervous as shit because I know he has to meet my family. Not my dad, because my dad was in Virginia at the time, but he had to meet my family. And I was so nervous, not because of my family. I learned from, so only two guys have ever met my family. I learned from the first guy that my family is, they are cool. Like, I don't ever have to worry about how they're going to treat somebody unless that person is an absolute piece of shit and they can see that. My family is always going to be really nice and very welcoming to any guy that I bring home. But I just don't feel settled with bringing multiple men home constantly. Like, I've never wanted to do that. And so this was like a really big deal for me. They only had ever met one ex. So I kept talking to him. Like, I had a conversation with him. Like, listen, let's be real with each other. Like, do you think this is a good idea? I don't want to bring someone into my family that I don't see a future with, because they are very, very, very important to me. Everybody knows that. My family is very tight knit. There's not a lot of us, but the few of us that, you know, there are, we're really close. And so, you know, he's reassuring me. He's like, we're fine, babe. Like, we're good. Whatever. I'm nervous as hell. So the day of, he actually ended up coming later. So we were having our Thanksgiving and he came later. He was very nervous. Very, very, very nervous. He was nervous to the point where he was like awkward. Like, he wasn't even speaking at all. Like, it was very hard to get words out of him because he was so afraid. Which is crazy, because there weren't, it was just like me, my sister, my mom, my aunt. Like, my dad wasn't. If my dad was there, I would have understood, because my dad is a bit intimidating. But it was fine. Like, everybody was cool trying to make conversation with him. Okay, so where the shift comes is when the alcohol comes into play. So once we started drinking, then he started being himself, which I figured, because I know how he gets. But he started to be so much himself that he was being obnoxious. And I was mortified. Like, it went from us having a good time, we were taking pictures, it was so fun, and then he started to be obnoxious. And I was just like, he was like, I don't even want to say he wasn't arguing with my uncle, but he was kind of like strongly debating with him, which they're guys, so that's okay. But I was like keeping my eye on him because I know how he gets. And so that was like the first thing for me that night. And then it was just like, little things he would say throughout the night. And I was like, okay, whatever. He's drunk. He's getting on my nerves. Whatever. Fine. When he really started to piss me off was at the end when everyone was leaving. He really started pissing me off. And you know when someone is so obnoxious to the point that they just don't give a fuck like about anything? That's what he was doing. So I think this is, and mind you, I'm drunk too, and I'm drunk off of Hennessy. So you already know, like, the slightest thing, and I was getting ready to turn up on him. So we're leaving, right? I request an Uber. I tell him the Uber is outside. He's drunk as shit. He keeps saying, like, I want to smoke. Mind you, he didn't even smoke like that. He's just like, I want to smoke. So he saw some guys in my sister's building, and he approaches the guys and asks these guys, mind you, we're on our way out of the building to get inside of the Uber. He approaches these guys and he's like asking them about weed, if they have weed. So I'm guessing he lucked up and he approaches guys that sell weed. So he's over there chopping it up, having a conversation. He's laughing. He's kikiing. So as he's doing this, I keep telling him, like, babe, I'm trying to be nice. Babe, the Uber's outside. Let's go. He's like, all right. Like, stop calling me. Like, stop calling my name. Leave me. I'm like, is he retarded? Or I don't know. So I had to, like, curse him out really quickly. And then we got in the Uber. So remember, at this time, I live with my two best friends. So we get in the, it's me, my best friend, and him. We're in the Uber. I'm pissed. I can't wait to get in the house so I can light his ass up because I'm drunk. So I can't wait to get in the house. So we get in the house and I just start bombing on him. So I'm yelling at him. I'm pissed. And, you know, sometimes I look back at it like maybe you didn't have to react that way. But I also think that it was a buildup. Like, I was just so tired from all of the things that had transpired within, you know, our time together. I was so fed up and I felt like I was just trying so hard to make sure that we didn't reach this point, and nothing that I did was working. Like, there's a lot of things that I left out. Like, he had a gambling problem, which was why I was always the one providing things. Like, he had a gambling problem. He would lie about stupid shit. Like, oh my God. Like, the time, like I told you, he said he lost his wallet. Maybe 2 days after the I lost my wallet situation because I got robbed, his ID accidentally fell out of his pocket when he was leaving my house. So he was gone and I saw an ID on the floor and I'm like, this isn't my ID. It was his ID, the ID that he told me that he had to go to the DMV and get replaced. And not only did I find his ID, it had a different name on it. I called him like, who the hell is this, Daryl? Because this ID doesn't say Daryl, so who's this? And then he's like, I don't tell anyone that's my name because I was named after my dad and I hate him. And I'm just like, you're crazy. Like, you're just crazy. So like I said, this was like a buildup of all of the things that had transpired between us for the past couple of months. And I was just pissed off. I was highly disappointed. And I hated the fact that once again, it was another situation where everything started off so amazingly and I continued to be consistent throughout and he didn't. I was like, I'm tired of this happening to me. So some way, somehow, he ended up calling me a bitch and I punched him in his chest. And that was the moment for me where I knew I can't mess with you anymore, because I don't put my hands on people's son. I don't, because I don't want anyone's son to put their hands on me. I'm not a believer in that. I don't want to get, you know, I don't like domestic violence. But so at that point, drunk or not, I was like, yeah, we can't do this. He stayed that night. He woke up the next day the way that he does and just was his regular old self. And when he left, that was my last time seeing him. It definitely was one of those situations where he would continuously call me and threaten to come and, oh, I'm just coming to get my stuff and this, that, and the third. And I was just like, no. I told him, I was like, I'll put your stuff outside and you can get it from outside. No, I'm coming up. It was a lot. And then eventually, you know, the call started, they stopped the text. Well, the texting, it took a while to stop, but the call stopped. And I remember I told my best friend, I was like, listen, I need you to be there for me because this is not going to be easy for me to get over. I spent a lot of time with him and I just know that it's going to be hard for me. Man, when I tell y'all, the next day I was over it. But I think I was over it because I knew deep down that that was not for me. It wasn't for me. It wasn't healthy for me. It was stunning my growth. Like, I just knew that that situation would have been an extreme detriment to who I am as a woman. So I was fine. And every now and then he'll say things to me and I'm just like, no, absolutely not. You were the most toxic, most just draining guy that I think I've ever been with. Like, it was that bad. So yeah, that was really a nightmare. And, you know, even though every once in a while I would still like go on a dating app and talk to someone, I think he traumatized me so much that I don't really have faith in them anymore, because that situation was just extreme. But if I do meet someone else, I'll keep you guys posted. But yeah, guys, I hope that was entertaining. I got so into that story that I let my Pinot Grigio get hot. Like, I got into that story. But I hope you guys enjoyed. I'll be posting again next week. And thank everybody for listening. Bye.